Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. And I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. That's my co-pilot in life, in this game of podcasting. Shoes, we co-pay. That's my co-pilot in everything. And on this wonderful Sunday, dropping an episode because I want to talk to you about the law of abundance. And the law of abundance simply states that abundance flows freely to me, so I have no need to hold on tightly to the things that I have or to my beliefs that I will be in lack. Because the law of abundance reminds me that goodness and finance and opportunity and love and joy and all of the things that I desire will freely flow through me as long as I keep my hands and my heart open. And I want to encourage so many of us, especially all of you that have grown up in situations that were filled with trauma and situations that were filled with lack. You know, I find myself in that situation. You know, growing up and not having enough and having to make do. And a lot of times I find myself moving to those scarcity mindsets about recycling things or reusing things over again or not throwing things away because it's been so embedded in me that you got to make things last and you got to make things work. But I recognize that now I'm in a position where abundance finds me. But the thing is that you have to accept it and you have to move in that way. You have to start to create those pathways. I remember when LJ first came and we moved in and, you know, I spent all of this money getting him there and the funeral and all that, and I just really didn't think I had enough. But my finances didn't say that. It was my mindset. And when I just got to doing all the things that I had to do, I was amazed because I was like, wow, I have a lot more capability. There was a lot more there than I thought. And there were so many people that poured into me mentally, emotionally, and financially. And so we've got to understand the law of abundance. There is more available to us than we know, and that most times that we even believe. But your mind, your heart, and your hands have to be open to the abundance.